Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service, up to $50 per month, or up to $75 per month for households on tribal lands, which accounts for a majority of our state. AARP fought hard for the emergency broadband benefit so that Oklahomans can access affordable high-speed internet. For more information on the emergency broadband benefit and to see if you qualify, go to AARP.org/OKEBB. That's AARP.org/OKEBB or text internet to 22777.
Well, good afternoon. We are down on the live cattle in the front end of the feeder cattle anyway. Looks like the live cattle are going to finish just a hair lower here, about 7 cents lower on June lives at 120.97. August 52 lower, 121.02. October down 30 at 126.65. Last week, the market wrapped up. I thought it was a good week for the cash market, but the futures market didn't really fare so well. We had 22 to 24 on the live cattle cash trade. And you know, we finished last week higher than where we started, but it had a bad end, a bad Thursday and Friday, really, to the live cattle cash in the June anyway. But we are above moving averages, so there is some overall support, and the cash trade is getting higher. Feeder cattle settled 7 cents higher in August at 155.10. The September's up 15 here at 157.37. The October's up 27 at 159.32. You know, the story over the last couple of months has really been the box beef going up, and then the live cattle cash price is just kind of lingering, not really going up. So today's midday box beef was down 89 cents at 322. Select was down about 224. The show list is up, looks like, in Texas, Kansas, and Nebraska. It's a little bit bigger show list.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, June 24th, live from Emporia, Kansas. It's the Tall Grass Auction. Then put on your calendars, 5th through the 9th of July is Week in the Rockies for 2021, live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. As always, you can find out more information about these sales and other information for on Superior Livestock at superiorlivestock.com or call them 1-800-422-2117.
Yesterday's grain trade, last night anyway, started off quite a bit weaker. We saw the weather radar and the accumulated precipitation over the weekend. It looked like a large part of the Midwest did get rain. And so initially we were expecting quite a bit weaker market last night. And it did open up 20 to 25 lower. But then throughout today's session and overnight, it actually got stronger. There was one report on Friday that the Chinese had bought up to 8 cargo loads. Well, the USDA announced that this morning. And that helped lift the beans in the bean rally, especially the July beans, up 19 and 3 quarters. Really led the way for the grain futures. And the rest of the beans just kind of tagged along. July corn was up 5, September down 5, December corn down 8. But the beans were 10 to 20 higher across the board. Kansas City wheat down 5 to 5.5. Chicago wheat was up a half cent. Harvest rocking right along here. We're moving along. Yields are, from what I can tell, are above average pretty much all across the state of Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. So things are rocking right along. Today's cotton futures were unchanged at 85.19. And we're getting a really big move out of the equity market today. The Dow Jones is up about 600 points. The S&P is up 60 points. So really big move there, gaining back some of the last week's losses. And crude oil currently up $1.88 at $73.52.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.